This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program This is a Sunnah 2 We are going to cover those Sunnahs of the Prophet عليه السلام which unfortunately have been discarded, neglected, and at times we can say people are not even aware of them being a sunnah. So this program is to highlight and shed light on these beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which formed a part of his noble character. Inshallah, the sunnah that we'll be speaking about today is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized throughout his life. Subhanallah, it's such a beautiful sunnah that if implemented in our societies, in our communities, will bring great harmony, blessings in abundance. But unfortunately, if it's discarded, and when we look around society, we see that yes, many people have left this sunnah and have gone against this sunnah, have opposed this sunnah, ma'adullah. And as a result, people in our societies, people in our communities are living lives of grief, lives of tension, worries. And because they've neglected this sunnah, they're living a life of enmity, malice, hatred for others. Now, what is that sunnah? That sunnah is mending ties with others. Silatul Rahim. And in Urdu, they say Sila Rahmi. This is when you join ties with your blood relatives, those people which the Sharia has obliged for you to mend ties and join ties with. Yes, it happens in life, we fall out with people, we have ups and downs, but then we are not to use that situation to completely cut off ties. First of all, inshallah, I'll mention an account, and thereafter, what the Quran says about Silatul Rahim, what the Hadith states regarding mending ties, and then the Amal, the Mubarak action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard as well. Now, first of all, just to let you know how severe a crime, a sin it is to break ties instead of mending and joining ties. Listen attentively. There was a person, he states that I knew an Ajami, a non-Arab, pious person, a righteous person. He was my friend. He would live near Makkah al-Mukarramah, perform tawaf of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, recite Quran profusely. And this remained his habit for a long while, a long time. He had istiqamah, he had steadfastness in this regard, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narrator states, I gave him some gold. I gave him some gold as a trust, and I went to Yemen myself. When I returned from Yemen, I was informed, I was told that that person, that righteous person, who was an ardent worshipper, he had passed away. So he says he went to the relatives of that person, the family members of that person, told them the story, how he knew him, and he gave him gold as a trust. The family replied, by Allah, whatever you are saying, we do not know anything regarding it. We don't know anything about any gold. You're saying you gave gold to him, we don't have any news regarding this. The person states that he was completely grief-stricken, so worried and concerned that my maal, my possession at the moment, is lost. We don't know where it is. We don't know about its location. How am I going to find out? So he states that one day I met Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, a great saint of the time. I told him what was troubling me, worrying me. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi said, what to do is, on the night of Jumu'ah, when half the night has passed, the mataf area where people perform tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, when nobody is there, go to Rukne Yamani and Maqame Ibrahim and proclaim, say out aloud, oh Fula, oh so and so. And if that person that you're describing was a righteous person, then his soul will reply to you. his soul will reply to you. Why? Because the arwah of the believers, the souls of the believers are present between these areas, Rukn Yamani and Maqam Ibrahim. So he did exactly what Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayh told him to do. He went there and he called out aloud, "Oh Fulan," but he didn't hear any reply. No reply was given. When morning came, he went back to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayh. He told him there was no reply. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayh said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Indeed, we belong to Allah and to Him we are to return. The famous verse of the Quran. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayh said, "That Ajami person, that non-Arab person that you described as righteous, it may be the case that he is not from the inhabitants of paradise. Instead, he is a denizen of the hellfire." Allahu Akbar. So he told him, "Go to Yemen. And when you reach Yemen, and more specifically, a well by the name of Barhut, and that's where the souls are punished. And that well is on the face of hellfire, at the face of hellfire. When half the night has passed, stand there at the side of that well and say, 'O soul of so-and-so, O soul of Fulan,' and his soul will begin speaking to you." So he says, "I went to Yemen and I did exactly what I was told to do. And prior to that, I saw two people who were made to enter that well. Both of them were crying. One said to the other, 'Who are you?' The other said, 'I was an oppressor. I used to consume haram. And Malakul Maut, alayhi salam, the angel of death, has thrown me into this well. And now I'm about to be punished.' The other said, 'I am the soul of Abdul Malik bin Marwan. I was a disobedient and oppressive ruler. Now I have been brought here to be punished.'" Allahu Akbar. The person, the narrator states, "I then leant over to call out into the well. And I said, 'Oh Fulan.' And as soon as I said this, I heard the voice of my friend, my righteous. He said, 'Labbaik.' And he was in a state that he was being beaten. He was being beaten, hit. I said to him, 'Oh my brother, where's that amana? Where's that trust that I gave to you, the gold that I gave to you?' He said, 'The gold is at such and such a location. You will find it there. I have buried it in a certain place.'" So he informed him. And then I asked him, "Oh my brother, why have you been thrown into this well? For what reason are you being punished? Tell me." He replied, "Because of my sister. I had a sister. I wouldn't look out for her. She was destitute. And I would not ask about her, not tend to her needs or anything like that." Basically, he had cut off ties with her. Allahu Akbar. She used to live in a non-Arab land. I came to Makkah Park. I began to worship there. I neglected her, cut off ties with her completely. And I began worshipping. I didn't think about her at all. And nor did I ask anyone who came from those lands, 'How is my sister?' etc. And when I died, I was brought here. Because of my sister. Because I didn't look after her. Because I didn't tend to her needs. Because I neglected her. Because I cut off ties with her. Allah Azza wa Jalla seized me and said, 'How did you forget her? She didn't have clothes. You lived your life wearing garments. She was hungry. Didn't have food. And you would eat to your fill.' Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 'By my honor and my might, I do not show mercy to those who cut off ties.'" Allahu Akbar. "Take him and throw him into the fire. Take him and place him into the well of Barhut. Malakul Maut alayhi salam has thrown me into this well. Now, I'm being punished. Go to my sister, ask for forgiveness on my behalf, and do something so that I am alleviated of this punishment. My punishment is removed. It's possible Allah has mercy upon me. Because apart from this sin, I don't have any other sin. But this is a major sin." So the person, the narrator states, "First I went to that location where my gold was. I dug the area and I found a sack and my gold was in that. And it was intact. It was just as I gave it over, meaning it was in the same state. When I went to meet the sister with my amana, with my trust, I asked people about her. And in the end, when I met her, I told her the whole story. This is what's happened to your brother. His soul is in the well of Barhut in Yemen. He's a person of the hellfire. He's being punished. And I asked him the reason. It's because he neglected you. He cut off ties with you. So she began to cry. Then I asked her what her brother had informed me. Asked her to forgive me, find a way out for me from this punishment. She complained of poverty. I gave her some of the amana, the trust that I had received back, and I returned. Every mu'min, every believer should be cautious. And he should mend ties, join ties. Now, what do we learn? Views of Madani Channel. It's a very powerful account. A person is worshipping day and night, reciting Quran, performing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, takes up residence near the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, but still he's being punished. Why? He cut off ties with his sister. Neglected her. This should wake us up. If we're in a situation like that, we should mend ties straight away. Remember, the dunya and the zillah, the humiliation of this world is nothing compared to humiliation at the time of death or thereafter in the akhirah. So we have to be very wise about this situation, inshallah. So that was a powerful account regarding someone who did not maintain blood ties. He did not join ties with his blood relatives, namely his sister, and he received punishment for that. Let's go to the Quran, inshallah. In para 4, Surah Nisa, verse 1, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And fear Allah, the one upon whose name you ask. And take into consideration blood relatives. Meaning, do not sever those relations. In another verse in Surah Bani Israel, para 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has ordained that you do not worship anyone but Him, and that you show good conduct towards parents. So the Quran is replete with verses regarding maintaining ties with your blood relatives, your parents, your siblings. So, silatul rahim is very important. What's the ta'rif though? What's the definition? Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi says, sila rahmi means to join ties with relatives, being good to them, showing good character, good conduct towards them. And the whole ummah is unanimous upon this, that maintaining ties with your relatives is wajib and severing ties is haram. Allahu Akbar. Let us go to some ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever desires an expansion in age and in rizq, he should fear Allah and mend relations. Allahu Akbar. Look at the rewards mentioned in this hadith. Another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salam said, giving sadaqah to a miskeen, a destitute person, counts as one sadaqah. And giving sadaqah to your relatives counts as two sadaqahs. One is your normal sadaqah. The other thing that you're doing is you're mending relations with your relatives when you give sadaqah to them. Subhanallah. And we should do this. If there are family members who are impoverished and they need financial help, we should help them. You'll receive two rewards, inshallah ta'ala. I'll mention a last hadith and then an account from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates that a person came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am a very sinful person. Will my repentance be accepted? The Prophet alayhi salam said, do you have a mother? He said, no. The Prophet alayhi salam then asked, do you have a maternal aunt, mother's sister, khala? And he said, yes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, show good conduct towards her. Subhanallah. He's asking about himself. He's very sinful. How can I atone for my sins? What do I do? The Prophet alayhi salam in reply says, you have a mother? He said, no. He said, do you have a khala, maternal aunt? He said, yes. Show good conduct towards her. Let's go to an account from the life of the Prophet alayhi salam and conclude. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once present when his foster mother, his milk mother, entered. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid out his shawl for her. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Imagine the scene. He said, "Oh my mother, welcome." And he said, "Intercede, mediate. Your mediation will be accepted. Ask, you will be given." She said, "I want to mediate on behalf of the prisoners of my qawm, Banu Sa'ad." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "My share and the share of Banu Hashim is for you." When the people heard this, that the Prophet alaihi wasallam is giving his share and the share of Banu Hashim to his milk mother, his foster mother, they all said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our shares are for her as well." SubhanAllah, look at the ardent lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing silatul rahim, maintaining ties with his foster mother, he gave her a khadim, servant, and the hissa, the share that he received on the day of Khaybar, he also gave that to her. So from this beautiful account from the life of the Prophet alaihi wasallam, it shows how much the Prophet alaihi wasallam would maintain ties. This wasn't his biological mother, remember. That was Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu anha. This was his foster mother from the tribe of Banu Sa'ad, Sayyidah Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha. And look how he treated her. Look how he showed affection, love towards her. And what are we doing today in our societies? People, ma'azallah, mistreat their own hakiki parents, their mother and father, who brought them into this world, who became a means for them to enter this world. They hit them. They're violent towards them. Yes, there are accounts like this. Nothing's hidden anymore. People know what's going on. And they don't think for a second, "Allahu Akbar, I'm going to be taken to task for this. These people sacrifice their nights for me, their days for me, their rest for me. And today I'm treating them like this. I'm hitting them. I'm abusing them. I don't have respect for them." Remember, there'll come a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge, but He's also the witness as well. Allah is witnessing everything, and His judgment is always the truth. So be careful. This was a topic that needs touching upon all the time. Because people fall out, then they have enmity throughout their life over trivial matters. And remember, even if your parents say something, forbearance, patience. They're your parents at the end of the day. They're your means to Jannah. Or if you mistreat them, the way you will enter hellfire. They will be a means of you entering hellfire. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to maintain ties with our relatives. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah.